Independent Radio News. It's 3 minutes past ten.
This is Capital Radio.
Want to know what's happening on Capital? Read all about your favourite people every Monday in Miss London Weekly, distributed free at Central Tube and Mainline stations.
Capital.
You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to Mardi Gras, one of our carnival for the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. I suppose it's because it's spring cleaning time or something, but you know, I've had any number of people writing to me and phoning me, offering me their old records. Well, of course, that's very nice, and some of them really are worth having. Oh dear, though, the dreadful rubbish I get offered that isn't. On top of that, my kind friend in America sent me another box of things he's found, so I thought I'd share them with you. I've only played them once or twice myself, so they'll be almost new to me. They're an odd assortment, but that's all the better. A carnival usually is, after all. So what shall we start with? Oh, yes, this is a good one for its title. Roll Up the Carpets, a rather nice hot dance record made in 1927 by Paul Specht and his orchestra, one of the top bands of the time. They came to London in 1923 and opened Lyons Corner House in Coventry Street and played lots of jazz-flavoured dance music like this. The Carpets by Paul Specht and his orchestra, a nice present from America. But one of the most interesting records I've had for some time came from a gentleman who was moving house and clearing out stuff that had been stacked away for years, he said. He bought it in Rio before the war, I think he said, and it was a very popular tune there then. It's a real Brazilian samba, and it's played and sung by a group called Four Aces and a Coringa. What's that, a joker? I'm very ignorant, you know, I don't speak Portuguese. And there's a trombone on it that wouldn't disgrace a New Orleans jazz band.
Hey! para terra e no chão. É com esse que eu vou desabafar com a multidão. Se ninguém se animar, eu vou quebrar meu tamborim. Mas se a turma gostar, vai ser pra mim. É com esse que eu vou sambar a terra e no chão. É com esse que eu vou desabafar com a multidão. Se ninguém se animar, eu vou quebrar meu tamborim. Mas se a turma gostar, vai ser pra mim.
Quero ver no ronca, ronca da comica, gente pobre, gente rica,
deputado e senador. Foi quebra, quebra, quero ver cabrocha boa, no piano da patroa, batucando, é com esse que eu vou.
É com esse que eu vou sambar até cair no chão.
É com esse que eu vou.
É com esse que eu vou desabafar com a multidão.
É com esse que eu vou.
Se ninguém se animar, eu vou quebrar meu tamborim.
Oba!
Mas se a turma gostar,
vai ser pra mim.
Rather nice, that, isn't it? The title is Ecomescu Vaux, as near as I can imitate the singers, and it's by Four Aces and a Thingamy, a Coringa, whatever that is. Here's another one that was part of a tasty collection of almost entirely jazz records I was offered, and I was very pleased to get it, for it's Darktown Strutter's Ball by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, with trombone and vocal by Jack Teagarden, in really beautiful condition, on a Canadian Victor record. You see, they come from all over the place. Jack Teagarden makes it all seem so very easy, doesn't he?
Ready about half past eight. Now, darling, don't be late. I wanna be there when Mr. Whiteman starts playing. Don't forget when we get there, honey. Two steps, I'm gonna have them all. I'll dance off both my shoes when they play that Jelly Roll Blues tomorrow night at the Darktown Strutter's Ball. We'll be right back.
Town Strutter's Ball by Jack T. Garden with Paul Whiteman's orchestra. In the American parcel, I was rather chuffed to find this one by the Melrose Stompers called Mellow Rhythm. It was made in Chicago in 1939, but no one seems to know who they were. Anyway, I thought you'd like to hear it. Mellow Rhythm by the Melrose Stompers. Here's another one I bought in a job lot from a lady who was clearing some space in one of her cupboards. A very interesting record of a real live carnival band from Valdemosa in Spain. It seems to be some kind of parade music, and although it's a bit repetitive, it's got character and I think it's got charm. It's played by La Agrupación Folclórica de Valdemosa, directed by Bartolomé Estarás.
Yeah.
Olé, Parada de Valdemosa by La Agrupación Folclórica de Valdemosa. Very unusual record, at any rate in this country. Talking of unusual records, here's another one, very different from that Spanish one, but rather interesting. A saxophone quartet led by Merle Johnston, playing in 1929, a hit of that year, Do Something. Do Something by Merle Johnston's Saxophone Quartet. Not a jazz record, but I find it very attractive, don't you? Here's one from the American box that is a jazz record, and a very fine and very rare one. A little-known number composed by Fats Waller, 1 O'Clock Blues, recorded in 1928 by Leroy Tibbs and his Connie's Inn Orchestra from Harlem. That's Ed Allen on cornet. 1 o'clock blues, a Fats Waller composition played by Leroy Tibbs, himself a pianist, and his Connie Zinn Orchestra. As far as I know, Fats never recorded that himself. Pity. There was a couple of piano records in the box, and I'd like to play both of them. First is Rube Bloom playing that futuristic rag, his own number. Not really a rag in the Scott Joplin tradition, but rather interesting, for there aren't that many Rube Bloom solos around. It looks a bit the worse for wear, but I hope you'll like it. Playing his own That Futuristic Rag. Here's one that is in spotless condition. Although it's issued on LP, I'm enough of a snob or a nutcase to enjoy having a brand new original 78, especially when it's Louis Armstrong's Hot 5 with Earl Hines playing Skip the Gutter.
Thank you.
Skip the Gutter. What a lovely title. By Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five. Who else? Quite a way out affair, isn't it, for 1928, anyway. My buddy who found all these treasures is the one I told you about last time I played what he sent me. He doesn't really know much about jazz, but he sends along lots of things in case I want them. Sometimes he misses out, of course, and I thought he had with this next one, but no, not on your famous Nelly. It's College Rhythm by Johnny Davis and his orchestra. He's the trumpet player and vocalist, and there's a clarinet there that has a lifelike impression of Benny Goodman. Now someone tell me it is Benny Goodman.
Around a bit, shake your shoulders, go to town a bit. When it's gotcha, you'll get hotcha. That's College Rhythm. Tilt your skirt or tilt your pants a bit. First you strut and then you dance a bit. Do it low down, hidey-ho town. That's College Rhythm. Sway and then you'll stop and then you'll hop and then you just must add a little rumble. Dee-dee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-la-dee. It's so easy, there's no trick in it. Learn it quick and get the kick in it. All the world will soon be doing it. Hey, professor, yes, 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 sir. That's College Rhythm.
Johnny Davis and his orchestra. He used to be in Red Nichols' big band around 1931. College Rhythm. I like the tremendous zest they play with, don't you? Well, we'll have some more after the break.
If you want colour TV in your home without a hole in your pocket, just walk into your local Vision Hire branch and pay for what you watch 1 month at a time. There's a range of colour sets, makes and sizes for you to choose from on a 1 year minimum contract, not affected by the control of hiring order. They all offer top-quality viewing with no deposit, just 1 month's advance rental. But hurry, these terms apply to a limited stock of sets at your local Vision Hire branch now.
Let's face it, dear, we're lost.
Ah, there's a policeman on point duty. Pull up and ask him.
All right, dear. Excuse me, officer. Could you please direct me?
Oh, I see you've got Michelin, sir.
Yes, but...
A lovely performance tyre, Michelin.
Yes, but officer...
Good road holding, top mileage, and they cut your petrol costs.
Dear, let's go.
Yes, dear.
Just a minute, sir. That's a one-way street.
Drive a Michelin. It makes a good car better. Miles better.
Bring the family to Wembley tomorrow. See Evel Knievel's fantastic attempt to jump 13 London buses. Plus, a great daredevil show. Tickets are still available from £1.20 at Wembley box office today or at the turnstiles tomorrow.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Here's another oddity that I thought worth including by Earl Burtnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra. It's a pleasant enough dance record, but it has a saxophone solo that could be by Frank Trumbauer. At that time, in August 1930, he was with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, and they were apparently on holiday. Vacation, I should say. So perhaps Trumbauer cut loose and sat in on this one side. I wonder how it feels to be head over heels in love.
Of the moonlight, I'm as dumb as can be. The daisies know, but they won't tell what they're always dreaming of. I wonder how it feels to be head over heels in love.
Burtnett, composer of several hits of years gone by, and his orchestra, I wonder how it feels to be head over heels in love with the best imitation of Frank Trumbauer ever. Or was it an imitation? I don't know. But here's the real thing, the real Frank Trumbauer, playing a zany bit of nonsense called Borneo in a chase chorus with Bix.
Thank you. down south, way down in Borneo, there's a wild dance called the Borneo, way down on Borneo Bay. Even though you've got a corneo, you'll dance till the break of dawn-io, right down old Borneo way. Wild man Sam with his clothes all torn-io, toot toot toots on his bamboo horn-io, and the bamboo babies start to sway. When you see them do that Borneo, you'll just put your jewels in Borneo, way down on Borneo Bay.
Bex and Frank Trumbauer exchanging ideas on the topic of Borneo back in 1928. Isn't it amazing that anyone could buy a record like that, play it two or three times, and stick it in the lumber room or the attic for 47 years? That's apparently where it came from. Here's the other piano solo I mentioned earlier, a very rare one called West Dallas Drag No. 2, played by Robert Cooper. I don't know anything about him, but he's good. Thank you. Cooper playing West Dallas Drag number 2. All I want now is to find number 1 and I'll have a complete set, for I don't think there is a number 3. I don't know much about this next one either, but it was nice to find it in the box. It's Buffalo Rhythm, played by Henny Hendrickson's Louisville Serenaders. I'd never heard of them before, but if there are other records as good as this, I'd like to have them. Buffalo Rhythm by Henny Hendrickson's Louisville Serenaders. Not bad, not bad at all. The chap in the States who sent me that box is a real pal. He even sent an Annette Hanshaw I'd never heard before, would you believe? So as I know lots of my listeners like her as much as I do, here it is. Body and Soul.
I was a mere sensation. my house of cards had no foundation, although it has tumbled, I still am his body and soul. What lies before me? The future is stormy, a winter that's gray and old. Unless there's magic, the end will be tragic, and echo the tale that's been told so often. My life revolved about him. What earthly good am I without him? My castles have crumbled, but I am his body and soul. Life revolved about him. Lord knows I'm just no good without him. My castles have crumbled, but I am his body and soul.
Body and Soul by the one and only Annette Henshaw. I haven't played everything in the box, of course, or everything I bought that I was offered by zealous housewives on the spring-cleaning rampage, God bless them, as I haven't got all night. But here's one I think ought to be my signature tune. Part of the jazz collection I was offered, and it's by Sharky Bonanno and his Sharks of Rhythm. Swing Like a Rusty Gate. Sharky Bonanno, New Orleans trumpet man, and his Sharks of Rhythm, that included George Brunis on trombone, clarinetist Joe Marsala, and Eddie Condon on guitar, Swing Like a Rusty Gate. Well, it's time for the rusty gate to slam shut for tonight. But I hope you enjoyed this ragbag of music. And I'll be back next week with some more good old good ones and hope you can join me. Till then, this is Brian Russ saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.